This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about feedback. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. When you're doing creative work, feedback can be both necessary and painful. You've made something that's taken you weeks to craft, and when you share it with an audience, their feedback can feel personal, cutting, or simply like maybe they prefer a different style. How can feedback help artists grow when taste is so subjective? Sojourner Ahebe has this look at writers and their poetry.
Diesel Carson started writing poems as a teen.
For the longest time, like in high school, I was the poetry kid. So there wasn't really a space for me to get feedback on poems from any of like my peers or anything like that. But people just kept, you know, they kept being like, good job, you know, keep going.
Diesel kept writing. And then in ninth grade, he discovered a spoken word poem on YouTube. He loved the style, the combination of writing and performance. He wanted to try it for himself and started to go to open mic nights in San Diego.
And so we spend the rest of the day on the front porch, running and yelling and arguing and seeing how close we get to sunset before someone can tell us to get inside.
These were intimate venues where writers of all skills and abilities gathered to perform new and old work or work in progress. To take risks and test out a new way to read a poem, to meet other writers and carve out a community for themselves.
So one way that I like to think about it is, I don't know who of your listeners have ever been to a Baptist church, but sometimes when a Baptist preacher is preaching, you'll hear like, amen, pastor, or say that, you know, things like that from the congregation. And that lets the pastor know that he is saying something that's resonating with the people. There's a very similar thing that happens, you know, the pulpit of poetry. A poet will be on their stage and they're spitting, you know, which is just what we call people who are on the stage giving us their poems.
And for Diesel, managing that energy between poet and audience opened up a whole world of feedback he hadn't had before. It made his writing better, sharper, more in tune with the people he was writing for and about.
And you can hear all kinds of things coming from the audience. So you'll hear snaps, really emphatic snaps, whatever. You'll hear, be like, go in, poet, you know, things like that. You'll hear stomping of feet, people yelling, you better say that, things like that. But just things that are letting the poet know, like, we hear you and what you're saying is coming through loud and clear.
Diesel wanted to take his writing to a new level. And in 2021, he decided to pursue graduate studies in poetry at New York University's Masters of Fine Arts program. An MFA program is one of the gateways for many writers who want to get serious about their craft and need financial and community support to do so. It's typically a 1 to 3 year commitment, and aspiring writers get precious time to work on a long-term project away from the distractions of the real world. Competition for these programs is stiff. Thousands of writers apply for highly coveted scholarships and stipends to pay for their degrees. Along the way, they get structured feedback that looks and feels very different from the friendly nods and snaps Diesel heard at open mic nights. And one of the hallmarks of the Creative Writing MFA is the Writing Workshop, which in the U.S. has been around for at least 100 years.
The format was essentially based on the studio, the art studio, if you will. The idea of a writer, an artist bringing in a piece of work for critique and getting feedback from student and instructor.
That's Chris Dombrowski. He's a poet and essayist. He teaches creative writing at the University of Montana and is the assistant director of the MFA program there. He says typically 8 to 12 students gather in a room for an hour at a time and workshop one student's submitted work. The idea is that through routine practice and access to feedback from dedicated writing peers and your teacher, you develop a keener sense of your readers, learn how to translate your life experiences on the page, and develop key writing skills along the way. But does the feedback students receive in this highly organized and academic space actually make for better writing?
When you step back from the workshop and try to describe to someone who's not familiar with the process what actually happens, it probably seems from outside like a pretty strange pretty strange arrangement.
Chris says in the traditional workshop model, the student whose work is being critiqued isn't allowed to speak until the very end of class. Only then can they talk about their process and ask questions of clarity from their peers. But for many writers like Desole Carson, that can be frustrating.
Watching people talk about my work in front of me and asking these questions and like this feeling of just like, oh, I want to like tell them, you know, I can answer these questions like I'm literally sitting here. And it's hard to like watch people maybe argue about what you're thinking in front of you when you're like, I was the one thinking it, I can tell you.
And Desole's classmates can relate. I spoke to one of them, Yi Wei, who's also in the MFA poetry program at NYU. She writes a lot of poems about rage, love, identity, themes that are deeply personal to her. And she says sometimes feedback in the workshop can leave her feeling pretty raw. She remembers a time when that feeling was especially strong.
It felt like I was just like open in the room, not in like a positive way, but I felt like I was like bleeding on like like in the room. So that was kind of like a visceral feeling.
And sometimes it's hard for writers not to take feedback on their work as a personal attack on them. Anne Malin Ringwalt graduated from the poetry MFA at the University of Notre Dame in 2019, and she says this was something she had to actively work through during her workshops.
So I'm a sensitive person, and if I don't know someone really well outside of the workshop environment and they're being really direct about their feedback, I might interpret that as hostility is way too strong of a word, but like an ambivalence or an indifference to what I'm trying to do, when that really was never the case.
The aim of the workshop is to help writers develop their voice and make their writing sharper and more focused. Desole says yes, it can be stressful, but it's a bit like being a fly on the wall while people experience your work.
When people are reading my work outside of the workshop space, if it was published somewhere, things like that, I wouldn't be able to hold a person's hands and be like, this is what this poem was trying to say. Here's what this subject was for this particular pronoun, things like that. So it's helpful for me to watch how a small group of people do that work of figuring out for themselves what a work means.
Desole's classmate, Yi Wei, says workshop is almost like having a focus group for your poems. You might not agree with every piece of feedback you get, but it's a way to get a sense of how your work is landing and where it could be more effective at communicating what you set out to say. But sometimes the sheer volume of feedback these students receive can be, well,
overwhelming is exactly the word I was about to use.
There were just stacks of papers from like all of the different feedback.
It was so much feedback. I finally recycled most of it except like really precious notes that I received from some of my best friends from the program.
So there's a lot of feedback that goes around in workshop, and it stacks up. In a classroom of close to a dozen students plus the instructor, a writer has to wade through the onslaught of feedback to revise their work. For Desole, prioritizing feedback from a few trusted readers has been a game changer in weeding through all his revision notes. That's been especially true as a Black writer presenting work in a predominantly white workshop environment where cultural and historical references are not always shared.
I think there are definitely people who, when they give feedback, I listen a little closer because I feel as though they understand where my work is coming from in a more general sense. And so they understand what kind of work I'm trying to produce. I feel like sometimes I'm doing the work of maybe having to lay ground for people before they can actually like see my work. And as a Black person, I don't always want to have to explain myself or my work. So it's really helpful when there's people in the room who have experiences with the thing that I'm talking about, or even just can kind of like grasp onto it without me having to explain everything.
Like Desole, every writer has a sense of the work they're trying to produce. And the biggest part of navigating feedback comes down to balancing what you know with what you don't know and what you can learn from others. And over the weeks, months, years of hearing and applying feedback, a writer starts to develop a keener sense of all the decisions, perspectives, and approaches to writing they take on over the course of their life. This is Yi again, the poetry MFA student.
Well, first of all, doing a lot more writing has made me more acquainted with my own language, how I can better communicate the things that I want to say. The poems that I'm reading that I submitted in the very beginning of workshop, I'm now kind of starting to rewrite with like the better understanding of language that I have now at the end of the semester.
And don't be fooled. This process isn't for the faint of heart. It takes a lot of drive, risk, failure. Here's Chris again, the MFA instructor.
We put our work out there and we are asking for our cohort to give us the full-on brutal story about it. And sometimes that's tough to take. But in general, the more open we are to those critiques, the more we're going to take into revision. Not only the revision of that given piece that was up for workshop, but into future pieces that we generate as well.
So yes, practice makes perfect, as the old saying goes. Well, not perfect, but better, clearer, more imaginative, and honest. Students come to the workshop with talent. That's not something that can be taught through feedback. But a good teacher and a community of dedicated writers can help refine and build on what Chris calls raw individual genius.
I think, you know, one of the things that we can do as workshop instructors is to turn the faucet on for students, right? And to make sure that their creative faucet keeps flowing. I mean, we're way more likely as writers to stumble upon our own genius if we're practicing actively the discipline of writing and aspiring toward some certain level of craft.
For The Pulse, I'm Sojourner Ahebe.